requesting the recertification of the Daggett County Justice Court.
And it looks like that resolution's been prepared by Kent. Kent, any comments?
In regards to the resolution, it's pretty basic. The next step, and Brian tried to get me to finish the other part, but I need to meet with Judge Alton, because of the unique flow of our population, summer versus winter, it's kind of hard to classify it. There are certain requirements for minimum standards based on the number of citations filed per month. And they say we are your average, but if we average it out over the whole year, what I want to do is submit something that allows us to be flexible enough to go from a tier 3 to a tier 4.
Back and forth.
Otherwise, we'd have court twice a month in the wintertime.
And that doesn't make sense.
It makes no sense at all. We only have maybe 20 cases a month that were that many. So that's what slowed me down. I texted Jerry yesterday. She called me back, and we discussed one issue, but I need to figure out what she's putting in the application so then I can hear that recommendation.
Okay.
So that's what we're waiting for. That was a lot of information probably didn't need.
That's all right. But concerning the resolution, you don't have any issues?
No. Yeah, the next step would be the judge would submit her compliance with whatever category we decide the court's going to be. And then I would submit the recommendations as to what the commission needs to do moving forward. But that's just that would be the final attachments for the application.
Okay.
So what would start this is the resolution.
Okay.
So that we would then be prepared to go forward.
Very good. Jack, do you have any comments or concerns about the resolution?
None.
Well, I will make.
So, are we looking?
Sorry.
Are we looking for a motion then, contingent on any other visits that need to occur?
Yeah, we are looking for a motion to accept resolution number 22-10.
I'll make that motion to approve.
And I will second it. So, we have a motion and a second to approve resolution number 22-10. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item number 2 is discussion and consideration of transfer of grave ownership for block/section 23, lot 1, graves 1 through 3, from Myron Slaw to Nola Anderson and Kevin Slaw.
I'd make the motion to approve as stated.
I'll second the motion. We have a motion and a second to approve the transfer of grave ownership as stated. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Number 3, discussion and consideration of transfer of grave ownership for block/section 23, lot 1, graves 4 through 6, from Myron Slaw to Vent Slaw.
I'll make the motion to approve.
And I will second. We have a motion and a second to transfer the grave ownership for the block and section and grave stated. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item number 4, we've completed. Item number 5 is discussion and consideration of renewal of lobbying contract for Bob Widener.
I'd make the motion to approve as well.
And I will second the motion to approve. So we have a motion.
In the amount of $4,000.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve the lobbying contract for Bob Widener in the amount of $4,000. All in favor?
Aye.
Is there a need for closed session today?
No. I didn't even put it on the agenda.
So we've completed the agenda for the county commission meeting and the I guess we didn't have any RDA stuff today, did we? On the agenda. But we've completed those items. Jack, anything else that we need to discuss today?
Not that I can think of or that I'm aware of. Thank you for accommodating me on the virtual, and I apologize for being late.
No problem.
I spoke with Craig in regards to whether or not we need to separate the accounts for the RDA, and whether or not if we were in compliance, he said we are perfectly fine. So we don't need to make any changes at all. And then I thought we should add, so Carrie was right.
So your recommendation...
We knew that.
So your recommendation would be to continue as normal.
We are in complete compliance.
Okay. Very good. That's good news. Well, seeing that we've completed the agenda, I will close the meeting when we are adjourned at, it looks like, about 10:08. Thank
I'll
you very much.
It.
All right, Jack, we'll see you down there tomorrow. I'll be down late tonight.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Are you available for a phone call?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.